Matrix. Is there anything you want to mention about that track?
It's the shortest track on the album. No, not at all.
I feel like I'm really sad that we only had 3 hours. It feels like quite a chunk of time, but we've barely scratched the surface of not only your catalog, but your DJ choices.
Well, we'll have to do a 24-hour marathon.
Yes, yeah. That's let's schedule that. Yeah. Right before this, we had Fetus, Red and Black and Gray and White. Somebody wanted to know if those were real instruments or samples. Care to share?
It's a mixture of stuff.
I love.
Yeah, it's my kind of call and response marching song, one of a series of those. And it's because the color palette that I use on my record covers is red and white and black and gray. It's my kind of claiming of those, of that palette.
I love it. It's a calling card. Yeah. Best colors. Mm. and then another release under your name, J.G. Thirlwell, Supernatural Blood Mourn. Sorry, this is unrelated but related. Those are your actual initials, but was it also a nod to Ballard or just...
Unless my parents had some kind of inside scoop on that, no. But that Supernatural Blood Mourn is from a soundtrack I did for a film by Tony Owsler called Imponderable. And Tony is an artist of some renown who works in the field of... Well, his medium is film and video, but it's mixed with hard media as well, and sculpture, and he's an incredible visionary artist. We've done a lot of collaborations, including... One piece he did was a lot of different people improvising that he melded together and became a video installation piece, and that was like Tony Conrad and Lee Rinaldo and I can't remember who else, Kim Gordon, I think. He's an incredible artist.
Amazing. And before that, from Volume 2 of... your work for the Venture Brothers,
right.
Chicken Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Volume 3 coming out in August, yes?
Volume 3 comes out August the 1st, yeah, on vinyl and colored vinyl and digipack CD. And the vinyl has, I think, 21 tracks, and the CD has 34 tracks on it. And so the streaming version will also have 34 tracks, and then there'll be some digital extras, which will be dropping a little bit after that.
Amazing. And can people find everything on Bandcamp?
Yeah, everything's on Bandcamp.
And
on my website, which is www.fetus.org, F-O-E-T-U-S. At fetus.org, every day is Bandcamp Friday.
Everything goes straight to the artist.
Exactly.
I love your website. It's like a wealth of information and exciting projects. I felt like I learned a lot. And there's talk about rabbit holes. It's very easy to follow the path. And sorry, we topped off this set with Zordox. You're from the new album that's out now, just came out in May, Terraform. And we heard the track Unreality. The album is out now, self-released. You do all the artwork. Thank you so much. Your icon, a wizard.
Thank you, Mona.
It was really fun having you here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Bucci's coming up in 3 minutes, so we're going to play a little bit of this Chrome Hoof track. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Chrome Hoof are an English group who... I don't know much about, but I know Kavis Tarabi is a charter member of Chrome Hoof, and he also was a member of Cardiacs. And I haven't heard anything from Chrome Hoof for a long time, so this is an oldie but a goodie.
I love it. It's called Crunching Down. Thank you so much for spending the day with us and
Thanks.
Filling the airways with your magic. All right, making way for Bucci. Chrome Hoof, signing off here on WFMU.
Last time on Bucci.
Look, the Knicks are done. Talk about Bucci. Food that is cooked in a cast iron pan, properly seasoned, cannot taste bad.
I've been using cast iron pans for over 25 years.
I've been doing it for 26 years.
When you wet sand it, you get it down to a smooth glass surface. On Amazon, you can buy like a chain mail.
And chain
the chain mail just lets you scrub off the food chunks if there's any.
What do you call it, a gauntlet?
It's not even a glove. It's just like a chunk of chain mail.
Okay.
Right. Oil
there. The oil also matters.
Well, it seems like it worked. Let's cook something real fast.
Actual butter. Real butter.
I gotta scrape some of this egg off. You are the only person so far that has made my cast iron pan happen.
The first caller who says about sandpaper is absolutely right.
Thank you, baby. What did I just say?
Yeah, you gotta do it real quick.
What are you doing? Just leave! Get off! Don't touch my pan. You're not gonna put a whole pig in my 18-inch pan.
Well, how am I supposed to season that?
Dairy products are not the best.
But that's why we're doing almond milk. That's not
dairy. That's true.
They'll sue you. They're big about protecting that name.
What name? Milk?
The milk name, yeah.
Why are you grunting? Stop grunting.
Cast
iron pan. What do you mean, what's my name?
Oh, this is Bucci.
Oh, that's bad for the Bucci.
No, it's good for the Bucci.
If you want those eggs to release like magic, it must be the season of the witch. And it'll bond really. There it goes.
Keep seasoning me.
You brought what you needed with you. Pomegranate lemonade got the antioxidants. It's got the acid to eat through the rust. Like the Wizard of Oz. You had it all along.
Oil can.
not bath water. I prepared some brine.
Eel guy?
It's your wife. What about your wife? Maybe you should marry the pan.
Protect against Mrs.
All right.
Bucci.
All right, you got anything?
I mean...
What do you got? Give me some salt.
You talking to me or her?
Oh, I'm talking to you.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
That's just, some water. I'm not hitting a bong. Hey, it's Bucci.
Ooh.
Yes, I can hear everyone going ooh right now. Ooh, I don't like that reverb. Ooh, that's worse. I'll deal with that later. Hey. It's Bucci, back for another one of these things. Capital T, capital T. Hey, Depeche Mode, shut the curse word up. That's right. You're listening to Bucci. Very happy to be here. You should see my eyes when I say I'm very happy to be here. They're lit up like a tambourine. Two tambourines. Two very dead tambourines. Let me just, let's get this thing started. Oh yeah, that's a can of bones cracking in your ear. Let's take a nice sip. Mmm, baby, that's bony. It's not, I'm not drinking bones. It's not real bones. Okay? Don't worry. It's actually just more of that pomegranate lemonade that I was drinking last week. I left it here. It's just sitting there, 4 inches of dust on it. Blow it off. Take the worm out of it and drink it up. But I'm bringing up bones because the DJ had a little accident this week. A little downstairs accident. Not that kind of accident.
Oh, that's bad.
That would be... I was playing basketball this week, this past Wednesday. I was in my basketball league, balling, shot calling, sitting on the bench just to keep it company. I don't like to see a bench sitting there all alone with no bottoms on it. So I sometimes stop play and get on that bench. Anyway, I was sitting there and I just felt this crack in my foot, and I felt this sharp pain, and I looked down, and two of my toes were broken. And that hurt. Babe. But Lucky Bucci, it was a clean break, in that it doesn't curse. It's a dirty break, because the bone is sticking through the bottom of my flip-flops. I'm not even wearing flip-flops.
Bucci.
But my doctor, Dr. Brad Ford, told me to ice it, keep my weight off of it as soon as possible, keep other people's weight off it as soon as much as possible, which is more difficult. And it's doing okay, I guess. But I am bummed because I had another game tonight. My team, the New Jersey Goodfellas, and we are playing the Cleveland Eyes Wide Shuts. It's like kind of like a basketball / film league. And, you know, we do like movie quotes while scoring. Like, you know, it's kind of like this, like, I'm big. It's pitchers that got small. Sunset Boulevard. And then I pass to my teammate, and they say, hey, Tar, I think you're grooming me. Could you cut it out? That's from Tar.
Tar!
And, I'm going to stop dribbling. And, when we're on defense, we just talk about cinematography, costumes. It's the only league where we block shots and talk about the blocking in Robert Bresson's Mouchette. That is actually stitched on our jerseys. Well, stapled. And sometimes we're dribbling, you know, the dribbling gets so loud that we can't hear the quotes, and so we have to stop play for 3 hours and just to hear ourselves talk. But that's the league, and I'm unfortunately not going to be able to do it, which is a bummer. Because Talia, Bucci loves the basketball. Watching and playing, you know. It's all good for me. And, you know, and Bucci balls, too. I'll prove it, actually.
Oof. That Bucci balls.
See? Drops don't lie. Bucci gets to that rack and finishes. Every time. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
Oh, it is. But... you know, so that I can't do that anymore for a while anyway. But I did bring my basketball, as you heard. just kind of basketballing. It's one of my two favorite times of the year. It's the NBA Finals this week. It just it's going on right now. Started yesterday. I'm just going to stop dribbling. It was the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Game one was yesterday. OKC choked in the fourth, and the Pacers won. Tyrese Haliburton won the game winner at the buzzer. Man, they're a fun team. Both of them are. Love a small market team. But I don't have any skin in the game. My team is the Bulls. Nice being a Bulls fan. You don't have to worry about them choking in the finals at all because they haven't been there since 1998. Scottie Pippen's team. But, you know, so anyway, I'm in that mood right now. And so what I want to do in honor of the finals, what I want to do tonight is I want to play some basketball on the show tonight. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know what the chat over there at WFMU.org is thinking without even looking at them. Bucci, I hate sports. I just like posting on the WFMU comments board. And King Crimson. I listen to WFMU to get away from sports. But as anyone who has ever dealt coke against their will knows, you don't have to like the game to play the game. Sorry. Just had to spin the ball on my finger and other things for a couple of seconds. So we can't play a real game in the studio. Anyway, the board, everything's made of glass in this studio, so it's not going to work. So what I have done is I've turned the game of round ball into a dice game, sort of like Dungeons & Dragons, which I know you like that. And so how is it going to work? It's going to work like I roll, and based on that roll, I make a move, and then you roll the counter, and then I counter that counter, and then we score, and then there's like a point system, a gradient point system going one to plus one to plus. It's very, very easy. It's going to be super simple and not chaotic. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Well, it should be.
Bucci.
Oh.
Adage.
All right. And to help me play this game, I'm going to have a guest on. That's right. It's my guy, Nate the K, from Burn It Down with Nate the K, Fridays at 9 to midnight. That's tonight. So you're going to be playing against us. We're going to maybe play in a little bit against each other. We're going to play on one-on-one and one-on-two and two-on-one and one-on-one and one-on-two and two-on-one. And it's going to be a nice, you know, even if you don't like it, even if you're one of those horrible people who say use the term sports ball, you know, don't let that stop you because it's going to be a nice old time. And I'm talking to you.
You.
So that's coming up. That's after the break. So come on. Post up. Get in the paint. Pump fake. And kiss the glass. It's Cool Keith. Off the glass. Only on WFMU.
He's over. He's over.
The most disappointing team?
He's over.
Well, I think it might be Seattle.
He's over.
I think
he's over.
It would surprise me if they don't finish anything but last.
Seattle supersonic, 7-for-1 human eraser. Marvin Webster, green socks off the dresser. Words flow like whatever. The drum match lyrical terror. It's a miracle how vocals bank off the fiberglass. Wilson balls in the NBA's leather. Rap hearts with a personal vendetta. Rappers are right, they ain't getting better. The flow downtown, Freddie Brown, Jack Sigma. Freckles on my face like Dennis Johnson. Off the pick behind Gus Williams. My coach Lenny Wilkins, tell me to get him. Green and gold uniform, another pro is born. Now rap is boxed up like popcorn. Concession stand, Dick Weatherspoon. Baseline with the left hand. Slick watch with the slant at the side headband. Lonnie Shelton checking in. Cheerleaders doing their headstands. After the jump shot, my vocals heard blasted in the Trans Am. Pontiac act out AM to PM. I'm like Paul Silas, keeping the crowd roaring in that Coliseum. The Key Arena, Super Rap Suprema. Before any big game, I'm soaking my face in eczema. Off the glass. Bank shot. Off the glass. Bank shot. Off the glass. Off the glass. Off the glass. Bank shot. Mike Bannum and Bob Love up front. Bobby Wilkinson ready to stunt. Spot built with that 45-inch vertical jump. David Thompson with the tomahawk. Head over the rim, up higher than Sean Kemp. They working in the paint with Sam Perkins. Still ripping the track with my ankle hurting. Hitting my foul shots in person without being nervous. My jersey your fans want to purchase. 1-800-ORDER-URGENT. Hot vocal service. Pass behind my back to Xavier McDaniel turning. Opposing teams in the G League learning. Slam dunk, I'm deleting all the curses in the verses. My opponent the worst. Everybody think they in the league playing in the circus. On TV satellite close circuit. The pin trying to damage my shoulder on purpose. My ultra sneakers by Patrick Ewing. Crossover and urban.
Bright white. Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
Boochketball with Boochie.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Boochie your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Off the glass. Bank shot. Off the glass. Bank shot. Off the glass. Off the glass. Bank
Hey, it's Boochie. We're back. That you just heard Cool Keith off the glass from his 2023 album Serpent. The song is about the 1979 Seattle Supersonics for some reason. That team is no more, right? But they became the Oklahoma City Thunder. It all comes back around sometimes. Anyway, we're back. We're going to play this hour, we're going to play the Boochie's version of basketball, Boochketball, which people are already calling it Boochketball. And it's going to be a dice game, playing against you and the callers. And also, to fill out the rest of my team, the other half of the Splash Brothers, it's Nate the K.
How's it going? I'm very excited to be here.
Hey, Nate. How are you doing?
As one of WFMU's...
Like three people?
Three people who like sports.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, I called two others, and then I called...
Yeah. All right.
That's fine.
That's all right.
It's going to be a fun game. Do you want to... I think we should maybe... 201-209-9368 if you want to play a round of Boochketball with Nate and I. Do you want to play kind of a starter round?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just get out there and start balling.
All right. I'm ready.
I stretched. And
you stretched?
I took some layups.
How are those hammies?
They're doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, look. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I had the off-season surgery, so.
Right. I love off-season surgery. Sure. Every surgery for me is an off-season surgery, though, unfortunately. All right, so let's try it.
All right,
let's do it. We got this die. All right, so let me go first. I can get rid of this. All right. So I'm going to roll. All
right.
All right, and I got a 4. So 1, 2, that is a behind-the-back pass.
Okay.
So I just passed it behind the back. Now
and,
you go.
And now my defense is set, and we're going to counter with... I just blocked you.
You just blocked
me? It's one of these. I'm wagging my finger, folks.
Oh, my God.
So I have the ball now, right? Or did it block back to
you? Yeah, yeah,
okay, so I roll again now?
So you roll again.
All right.
It's a 3, it
and
looks like.
I just did a spin away.
All right. So I'm not entirely sure.
So I think,
wow, you're
I
really
think,
spinning. You're
I think
skirt.
I blocked it. I'm dribbling towards the hoop, and I just sort of spun. And now you have to defend my spin.
Okay. Let's go. I'm really getting going now. Here we go. That's 5, 6, 7. So I boxed you out.
Okay. All right.
Now, what is boxing out? Because just for the people who are listening.
It's like you get in front of the guy and basically just back into them.
Yeah.
You throw your butt back there, your hips, whatever you got to do.
It's one of the more erotic ones. You're
clear the guy out.
Yeah. You got to push that guy out of the paint and out of your way.
But wait, so now who has possession?
So I just boxed you out. So I still have possession.
You have possession? Okay.
Right, because you're boxed out.
All right, I'm
boxed out.
So I'm
going to roll again.
So apparently a rebound took place.
6. Look, it happened when we were looking in the wrong way. So I turnover.
All right, I got the ball. This is a sloppy game so far.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place. All right, so
everybody needs to sort of cool down. You know,
we're gonna slow down the pace of this game.
Yeah, we have to slow down the pace.
We gotta slow down the pace of this game. 201-209-9368. Nobody calling.
And I will roll on your behalf should you choose to play Bucci ball.
All right.
Boochkit ball.
All right, we gotta let's get going now. We gotta get the
I'm rolling here. I have possession. And let's see. I just took a charge.
Oh, okay. All right. So I just charged right in. Where's the other guy?
I don't know.
We already lost the other die. All right. Ready?
This crowd's rowdy.
Oh, fast break. I'm running with this ball.
All right. We got to find... Oh, wait. It's under the thing.
You see it? All right.
All right. All right. Here we go. So you're breaking.
Yep. I'm running towards the back basket. That's what I'm doing, folks.
Oh, no. The die went down.
Well, the die went into a different kind
of
basket.
Okay, so here. I'll roll twice.
You're going to roll twice.
Okay,
yeah.
So 1 + 4 = 5. You're fast breaking. And, oh, man, I had a late contest. So I think that means you get to go to the foul line.
Yep. All right, free throws.
We'll just say you shot a free throw.
All right, everybody quiet. I need my free throws.
Bucci.
Be quiet.
Oof. That Bucci balls.
All right, 2. Step back jumper.
You were at the foul line.
No, I don't care. I step back
this
jump.
This doesn't make any sense.
I gotta tell you, in Bucci ball, you can step back and jump from the foul line.
Where's the dungeon master?
Well, I hope maybe it's right here. Caller, you got Bucci and Nate the K.
Bucci, did it ever occur to you that one-on-one basketball on the radio is like listening to people making waffles?
On the radio? Making waffles on the radio?
No, that's what one-on-one basketball on the radio is like.
Well, I love watching people make waffles. I would come to your house and
listening
watch you make
to
a waffle
people make
any
waffles,
day of
there's
the
a big
week.
Difference.
I would make a waffle right now. I'll watch it, you know, from afar.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, it's friggin' fast.
But I'm not. But the sizzling pan is not on the radio.
Yes.
I'm on the radio.
Right. So do you want to play basketball with me and Nate? I'll roll and you we'll play against you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something
are
right
you
now.
You're going to tell me that you don't like
Nate
basketball?
Nate is about 5 feet taller than you are. And it's not fair.
I'm like a good 5 feet.
It's yeah.
Like maybe 4 6.
At least. Tall. I've seen Nate.
Yeah, but I got
he
the length.
Sing.
You should
he's
see my wingspan.
Rock,
I got a huge wingspan. I'm like from my shoulder to my tips of my toe fingers. It's like
yeah.
another 4 feet, I think, right?
Freakish.
Freakish, yeah. Kind of yeah. like this is why I ball so much.
Oof.
Not literally. All right. Let's do it. All right, Franco. Do you want to roll?
Okay, I'll roll. I'll toss the waffle up in the air. Okay, here goes. It's in the air.
Oh, it's
go
not.
For it.
It's a three. You got. Oh, it's a baseline drive. Nice job. It's my turn now. Oh, I took a charge. So, Nate, what do you got?
I will go, and you took the charge, and I,
add
I helped
one.
And recovered, though.
All right.
I had to add three to, I was supposed to add another number there.
Nate's the only one, Nate's the only one dribbling now. He's just okay. dribbling around in circles.
This is getting interesting.
All right. I'm resetting the offense.
All right. So. Reset the offense. All right. Let's do it again. What did I get? It's five. Three-pointer.
Finally, someone hits a shot.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Hold it. Stop right there. The idea here is to get the waffle on the plate next to the bacon.
There is waffle all over the floor, but it's you who is waffling at the free throw line, right?
Yes.
You waffled all over the place, and it's a brick. All right, Franco. Thanks very much. 201-209-9368. We're playing Bootskitball. I'm pretty good a dribble. How are you at dribbling there, Nate?
In dice rolling Bootskitball, I'm like I have sick handles. In real life, you know.
All right. Well, I'm pretty good. Listen to this. This is me bouncing.
Wow, there's like a rhythm there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just scored also. All right. Caller Igabuchi. And Nate the K. Hello, who's this?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. Where have you been? Did you get drafted into the military or something? Where have you been, my friend?
I haven't been drafted into the military.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be the only excuse I would accept for you not calling this show.
I just...
All right.
Make up excuses.
Yeah. Hero, don't make any excuses
all right,
for him.
All right.
Hero, do you want to play some basketball?
Sure.
Okay. Have you, are you familiar? Do you like the game of basketball?
No, not.
You don't mind if I just do a little dribbling while we talk. So how tall are you, Hero?
How tall?
Yeah, how tall are you?
I don't,
5 feet taller than Bucci.
Don't say things like that. And all right, so we're gonna play. What color do your jersey? What kind of jersey do you want? What color is your jersey gonna be? Or what is it made out of? Is it made out of Legos?
No.
Okay.
It's gonna be made out of cotton.
Oh.
Or no, wait, not cotton.
Poly blend.
What's that?
It's like a blend of polyester and cotton. All right,
yeah,
let's
more
play. All right. So, Hero, you roll first, okay? We're going to start playing, right? You
okay.
ready? All right. All right, Hero got a four. What does that mean?
A four is a behind-the-back pass.
Oh, wow. You got a behind-the-back
okay.
pass there, Hero. All right, now I'm going to roll.
It's over there. We can't lose that or else it's all, we're in trouble.
All right, that's a three. What did I get there, Nate?
You spun away. You still have the ball.
All right, so I'm ball. I'm doing the ball. All right, what's next? Roll for me.
All right, I just got a five here, so I closed out. Well, not the most exciting roll, but I'm trying.
All right, so, Hero, we'll see what you got. What did you get? Four. And that is a... What's
deflection. an alley-oop, whichever.
Hey, it's an alley-oop. You scored. Good job, hero.
Curtis Blow's favorite play, the alley-oop.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, it is. My favorite play is the alley-oop.
Yeah, right. Makes it very clear.
So, hero, do you want to do it? You want to do another round?
What?
Do you want to do another round?
Yes, one more.
Okay. Do you want to make it interesting? You know.
Make it more interesting?
Yeah, let's wear some straw hats. That'll make it pretty interesting, right? Or maybe we can eat some golden grams while we play. All right, let's go. All right, you got a 4, and that is, you set up a terrarium on the logo. That's weird, but okay. I said interesting. All right, now I'm going to... That's a 2. And I have to take 100 free throws now. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5. You know what? Let's just stop at 5. All right, I scored 5 on you, hero. I'm sorry, but I win.
What?
See ya.
How does that work?
Gotta go. 201-209-9368. Nate and I have beat just about everyone. Franco waffled at the free throw line. Hero choked and started building a terrarium in the midcourt instead of playing any basketball. So if anyone else wants to play, I'll do a little playing. It's fairly easy, as everyone can see. Let's go. Da-da-da. Caller, you got Bucci.
No, what's up, Bucci?
Oh, hey, who's this?
It's Double G, Bucci.
Oh, hey, it's Downtown Double G. How you doing, Downtown Double G?
No, I'm feeling strong tonight.
Great. So do you want to play? How tall are you anyway?
I'm like 5'10".
You're 5'10". What's your length?
Hey, Bucci, this is the radio.
I'm talking about your wingspan, your arms.
My wingspan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say probably about like 6 feet.
All right. You got a 6 feet wingspan. That seems tall. But all right. And what's your average like in a game? What do you got? What do you average?
You know, like a little 1-on-1 or 3-on-3. You know, I could probably put up at least like 10.
10 what, points?
Yeah, 10 baskets.
How many boards?
How many boards? Yeah. I don't really got jumps like that. But
you don't do it?
Even though I got 6 feet.
And you seem like a selfish person, you know, in and out of the sack. So why you don't get the assists, I imagine.
No, I'm a ball hog.
I'm really, really upset that I brought this whole thing up. All right, we're going to. You want to play some basketball?
Yeah, you want to do some N1 and you do some N1 mixtape stuff?
Well, I mean, hopefully you can get an N1 in your dreams.
All right, come on, Bucci, let's do it. What you got?
All right, let's go. Time up.
Come on, Bucci. What's that? What's this?
There we go. Oh, let's go.
Come on.
What are you doing?
Yeah, come on.
Look
come
at
on.
That
Booty
sad
ball.
Ass head fake.
What's that?
It's weak. All right, let's roll. It's a
come on,
6.
Come on,
what
Bucci.
Do I got?
What's that?
Spin move to the basket.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, so I just span past you. You're still looking at the your hoop. All right, and then.
Oh, we're playing on that side of the court.
I got a 2.
Oh.
Oh, I just stole it from you.
I didn't even. That's not even the right side. That's not a regulation
ball.
I'm having trouble following who has possession.
I stole the ball from myself. All right. Oh, thank you very much, crowd.
What about this? What about this?
Oh! All right, and then you got a 3. So, that's a sax solo. Could you do a little sax solo for me, please?
Can you get a timeout? Hold on.
No, there's no timeout.
I pulled my hammy. I pulled a hammy, Bucci.
Yeah, well, you have to play through it. Play through it. Who's the guy from the Celtics who wants his players to play through? What's his name? The coach
of
the Celtics?
Oh, I forget his name, but yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants
blood
on the court.
I didn't know we were actually talking real sports, I would have refreshed my memory here.
Yeah, well, we are. I gave you about 5 emails talking about
it. You know what? I'm good, Bucci. Come on, check it in. Come on.
All right.
Pass that rock. Come on. What's that?
That's a 5.
You ain't got this, Bucci.
Oh, it's a late contest. I'm not sure what that is.
All right, I'm going to roll.
All right, you're playing against Nate now.
All right, Nate, you got something.
I set a pick and roll.
All right. Okay. All right. So now, all right, you set it. All right. Now, what did Double G do?
He did one of those things where he like put the ball under his shirt.
What?
Yeah, and then he was like, I don't know where it went. And then, yeah.
Well, talk to me in 9 months when you give birth to that that basketball, all right, yeah. Double G?
Hey, listen, I'll call you in 9 months.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. You know, you should change that name, guy, to just Single G, because that's the league he's going to.
Right, the G League. Yeah. Oh, yes, I get. Oh, yeah. You're deep like, cut there. Here we now go. We're getting into it.
Caller, you got your booch.
Boochie?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary. Oh,
God. Hey, Zachary, how are you doing?
Hey, doing right. Is Nate still there, Nate the King?
Screaming at the top of your lungs. Yeah, Nate's still here.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great with you being there.
All right.
Yeah, love
what?
The show.
what kind of thing is that to say?
I think you know what he's saying.
I do know what he's saying. All right, Zachary, do you like basketball?
Hey, I'm in Indiana.
Oh, there you go. That's right. So you must be very happy today.
Yeah, I made a lot of money.
Did you? Just doing?
I mean,
what?
No, I haven't made any money. I didn't make anything interesting. It's all been friendly, you know, for a six-pack or something.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a fun team to watch, isn't it, the Pacers?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, trust me.
I just bet on the games.
All right. So do you want to play a little game?
I've already beat you in my mind, Bucci.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Roll them well. Roll them.
I'm rolling for him.
Yes.
All right. What are you groaning about? I don't think you allow he's having like a groan.
He pump faked.
Oh, you pump faked.
So wait, now we got to see what happens next.
All right. So what do I have? Okay, I'm pump faking.
Someone hit a 3-point shot.
That was me.
I don't know who has possession.
That was him.
Yeah,
that
was me. He pump faked.
Yeah,
and then,
he pump faked and shot.
Yeah.
So you—that's 3 points for you. All right, give me the ball back. I got to do this.
How much is left on the clock?
Let me look. 44 minutes.
There we go. Fade. Fade, Nate.
You
right, Nate? It was
fade.
A fade.
You got a fade.
It
on
was
your...
a step back. It was a nice step
yeah,
back.
That was like a haircut or something. All right, so that's a six for Bucci. And I...
What? No, that was me. What do you mean?
No, I have possession. You scored 3 points, and so I have possession.
I'm not sure if the dice rolling is really coming across.
You fell aside. You dropped it.
If anything is coming across, it's the dice rolling. Nothing else is coming across, but the dice rolling is. All right, so what'd I get? A six? Oh,
yeah.
You're wearing a Knicks. You put your Nixon mask on. That's sick.
Yeah, how's Nixon make you feel, Bucci?
I like Nixon masks. They make me feel safe.
Don't they? Reminds me of the 60s.
Yeah, it reminds me of the 60s.
A tumultuous time.
Yes, absolutely. But not not for Nixon. Nixon loved the 60s, right? Except for that time he lost against Kennedy. He probably hated that.
He was not.
No, he
happy.
Loved it.
He loved losing against Kennedy?
Yeah. Grumbled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that guy. Doesn't wear a hat. All right, Zachary, you beat Bucci, unfortunately.
Yes.
So you won that. I wish you had bet on that, right?
I like to thank
Corey Gabucci.
Hey, hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Mike.
I'm
ready to play some D&D. I heard we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
No, we're not. We've married the two things. It's been a beautiful marriage, I would say. Marrying basketball with Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, well, I brought my character sheet and my dice. And
all right. So, what do you got? All right. What are some characters you got? Are they
I got Talgor, the
Precious
wizard,
Achua.
The wizard orc here.
That's a nice
character. That could totally be a Dungeons and Dragons character. Precious Achua.
Achua. Bam, Adebayo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be a good...
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah. All right, so what's another character do you have? Like some sort of... what do you got? Tell me one thing. Unbelievable. You still there?
I want to at least know like if he's chaotic evil or whatever. Right.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, he...
I think that's a thing. That is the extent.
He messed up that phone call real bad,
right,
so I would say chaotic neutral, maybe? Or
chaotic
just,
neutral, yeah.
Just chaotic.
Chaotic inept.
Yeah, chaotic inept. Just like spinning in a circle. Yeah. I wouldn't know anything about that. Caller Igabuchi. And Nate.
Bucci, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. You gave out the number at what, quarter after?
Are you a hoop head there, Annie? Do you like basketball?
Well, you missed it. You could have had bocce ball, right? Bocce ball? Bocce ball?
We can play this game with a bocce ball if you'd like. It'd be very, very unusual, but we could roll that thing around on the court for 20 more minutes if you'd like. All right,
no,
we're not
you gave out
that.
The number early.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's do your basketball.
Let's do the little basketball
thing. Let's do my basketball thing.
It's behind your soundboard.
Where'd it go? All right. All right, Annie, you go first. Let's roll.
All right. Well, color is my dye.
Oh, it's
like a beige.
No, I would say more beige. Of a dove gray. It's a dove gray dye.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it. All right.
All right, I'm rolling. Yep. There we go. You're getting some action into it. She got a six.
Oh.
Come on, Annie. Pump fake.
Oh.
What's a six?
does she have the ball?
Yeah, she has the ball.
It's a pump fake.
Oh, another pump fake. It's one of the, all right. Hey, look at that. All right, now it's my turn. It's Bucci's turn now. All right, let's do three and six.
Oh, yeah, try.
Nine. Ooh, interception.
You try.
Interception?
Interception.
I don't think that's what they call it.
I got an interception.
I'm pretty sure we're like bringing in other sports.
Turnovers!
I need to get a strikeout pretty soon.
Home run. Or a home run. All right, so I intercepted it, which is definitely what it's called. And now I got a three plus a two. That's a five. What do we got there?
You reset the offense.
Seven.
I reset the offense
all
by myself.
Yeah.
Okay. And, all right, so the offense is set. I got a four now. What's that?
A deflection.
Okay.
Another common basketball term, the deflection.
We deflected it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where is the ball? So, and nobody's scored yet. This is
a defensive slugfest.
Yeah, you're doing well on defense. What is your name? Lou Dort?
I think that could be a Dungeons & Dragons name, too.
Yeah, Lou Dort.
Like a kind of a short, angry, like, warrior.
Just like Lou Dort.
Elf. Yeah.
All right, one more play. Let's try to get something going. And it is, it's a free throw.
Yeah.
All right, so, Annie, take your free throw, please. why did
really
you have
to chuck it up there.
All right, it went in. All right, one more. You got two. There you go. Annie, you got 2 points, and Bucci got nothing. What the heck? Sorry, Annie. I had to let you go. That was a great little game. 201-209-9368. We're playing Bucci-ball, which I think is going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe Mazzulla, by the way.
That's his name.
Yeah, sorry. It
Joe
was
Maz.
Crazy. Yeah,
He's
Joe
the
Maz,
one
yeah.
who loves blood on the
yes,
court.
Yes.
He said, I want... When Jason Tatum like hurt himself for he pulled his thing, he's like, "Get up!" He's screaming at him, "Get up! Get up!" 201-209-9368. We're playing basketball. Hey Nate, do you know the song, the Ice Cube song? Today was a good day. You know that song? Do you think Ice Cube was lying about getting a triple double in that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you watched him in the video, right?
He's definitely not. Yeah. Daring a triple-double.
Yeah. It took like 20 takes to just get him to be like that smooth.
And is he getting any assists at all?
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't strike me as,
No.
He's out there setting up offenses.
He just like was puffing. Well, let's just call it a triple-dungle. He probably
got
a triple-single.
Yeah, it rhymes with trouble. So,
yeah. And he didn't use his AK at all either, which he's never done.
That's what made it a good day, right?
Right, right. His triple-double and he didn't have to use an entire AK on someone. caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Michael again.
Oh, hey, is this a Dungeons and Dragons guy?
Yeah, this is Dungeons and Dragons guy. Critical fumble on my end.
All right, what does your jersey look like? What color do you want your jersey? Do you want it to have like a
can it be made of chainmail?
Sure, it can be made of chainmail.
Does that work on the court? I
Everything works on the court at Buchkeball. And is that a Buchkeball? Okay. No, it's not. Is it see-through? You have to wear a T-shirt under the chainmail, though, because I feel like that's, you know, just to protect your body.
Yeah, I don't want to party foul.
Yes. All right, so you want to play?
Yeah, sure. I rolled a 20.
Oh, because you have your own die, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, it doesn't go up to 20.
One and a four-sided one and a 100-sided one.
Okay, roll. What do you got? You got a 20?
Yeah.
All right. That is sax solo. You got to do a sax solo. My turn. I rolled a 3. I get to do the Dougie. That's nice.
Oh, nice.
Watch me.
Haven't seen that in a while.
Watch me. Don't take your eyes off me.
I'll watch it. He's doing it.
I always watch you, Boots.
He's doing it.
All right. And so far, nobody has touched a basketball. All right. So that's what do you roll again?
It says I got a 1.
You got a 1. What's 1?
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert gave him COVID, I think, is 1.
You have COVID now.
From Rudy Gobert, though.
Well, that's nice. Do you know who Rudy Gobert is?
He gave everyone COVID.
He's one of the most overrated people in the whole world.
He shut down the NBA.
So you have COVID now, I'm afraid.
That's a dated reference. My apologies to your audience. That's an extremely dated reference.
I don't think anyone cares. That's the only reference I like. All right, so let's do one. What did you get?
Okay, yeah, one more time.
Roll again. I'll give you another roll because you got COVID.
Okay. I got a 10.
All right, so that
I got a +5 in strength. Does that work?
Pull-up jumper.
Nice. With that +5, that's a score. There you go. You got a hoop there. All right.
Hey, nice. Thank you, Bucci.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. All right, I forgot. Did he? Oh, so he beat me, too. Feels like everyone's beating me.
People are really
game.
Putting up shots against you. They're getting them to fall.
All right, I got to stop dribbling.
Yes, you dribble too much. You got ball movement.
I'm dribbling the air out of this ball in a circle. 201-209-9368. We're playing Buchkeball. We've turned it into a die game. And so if you like dice game or the game of dice or craps or anything like that, but you always wished there was some sort
that
of...
That it was basketball.
There was always some basketball element to it. Then this is the radio show for you. Yeah. Only this week, though. If you like all that stuff, don't call the show next week and tell me, whatever. All right.
I want to meet this guy who's like, man, I love shooting craps. It's like my favorite thing, except if it could just be more like basketball.
I think
guy's just been waiting for this show to be born.
Well, maybe it was
for this episode. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, of course, he's probably going to have to catch it on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
He's shooting craps.
Let's roll. Yeah, he's probably getting stabbed in an alley right now by a basketball.
In the 40s.
In the 40s. All right, so, Nate, I got a 5. What's that?
Okay, you closed out.
I closed out already?
Yeah.
How can I already close out?
Well, closing out, like somebody is, made a pass, made the corner.
Yeah.
And then you closed
out.
So
I finished.
No. A closeout is when you, if there's a wide open guy and you run up on him to close it out.
Okay, so I did that.
Yes, you did that.
But I did it without the ball in my hand.
Well, right, because you're on defense.
That's true.
A closeout is a defensive move. Are you on offense?
Yeah, I'm the only guy who can close out on offense. that's a 3. Go ahead. What did you get?
Okay,
there?
And now you have. Okay, so let's see. What did I do? I committed an offensive foul.
I almost cursed.
You closed out, and then I jumped into you and committed an offensive
foul.
I stepped on your broken ankle, and then Joe Mazzulla was like, tough luck.
Keep going. Keep making $17 million a year. All right. So I got a 3. Oh, that is. I watched my friend Hollywood Herb and his band playing tonight at Space Cat Brewery in Norwalk, Connecticut, 7 p.m. That's what I did.
That's my favorite play in basketball.
Right.
Curtis Blow likes the alley-oop. I like watching.
I watch Hollywood Herb play
Herb
some. Play at the Space Cat. That's tonight in Norwalk, Connecticut.
There's nothing like it in sports.
You know what? It's the beautiful game. That's why they call it the beautiful
Indeed.
Game.
Indeed.
Do they call it the beautiful
they
game?
Do.
I can't believe we already lost
one of the things. I know, immediately. It was like my second roll.
All right. 201-299-368. Don't be scared. Play Boochkidball with Boochie and Nate the K. Nate, do you have skin in the game for this finals, by the way, these finals?
I would say I'd like to see the Thunder win. I'd like to see the Thunder win for Sonics fans. And as a diehard New York Knicks fan, I am predisposed to despising the Indiana Pacers. But,
yeah,
it
was a tough series.
What are you going to do, you know?
I don't know. Just stare into the darkness,
yep.
I guess.
But, you know, hey, look, I got to bear witness to these insane comebacks, too. So.
Yeah, I feel like there's too many of these comebacks. All right, let's roll again since nobody wants to play. Let's do it again. Nate, you got a four plus six.
4 plus 6. I got a 10. So, I did a reverse layup.
You already scored.
Yeah, I came down. Just admit, you know, I went under the hoop and then came out around the other side and dropped it in.
Like a little cute little Easter rabbit.
Yeah.
All right. I got a 1 plus a 6.
That's a 7?
That's a 7.
I just want to say Eurostep.
You?
Yeah. So you got a Eurostep.
A Eurostep. Yeah. Was it successful, though?
Sure, yeah.
All right. That's a home run.
I feel like people don't acknowledge a Eurostep unless it works, you know?
No, yeah. Does everyone know what a Eurostep is?
Try to describe this on the air.
It's a step. It's kind of like... if you were playing hopscotch a little bit.
That's a good way of describing it.
If you're playing hopscotch and you're Serbian, that's kind of what a Eurostep
yes.
is. If Perfect. A Serbian plays yeah. hopscotch, yeah. that's what a Eurostep
yep.
is.
Vivid.
Yep. All right, so you got a Eurostep to the basket. Let me roll. That's a 6.
He stripped it. Or no, wait, what's verticality defense? You just like hands up, straight up.
Yeah, stand
you just,
up.
You went straight up.
Maybe I took a screen, right?
Okay, yeah.
I took a
screen. Wait, did you have the ball?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, so my Eurostep was, I guess, blocked.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right,
and then
fine.
I took
I'm
a screen.
I'm not Serbian, so it was I failed to execute.
It was, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's trying to copy the Serbians.
Yep.
But it's harder to do than you think. All right, so I got a 1.
They call it a fast break.
That's a fast break. So I'm fast breaking to the basket.
And what do I do in response?
4, 1, 5, 4, 1, 5.
I closed out.
All right. That's a closeout?
Yeah.
All right.
Now we know what that means, right?
Yes,
you
we
can
do.
Still go, I think, right?
Yep.
Because I didn't like steal it or anything.
No, because that's a plus 1.
Right.
All right. So that's a 5. All right, 5 plus 1. I have gout.
Oh, that's another like kind of underrated thing that happens in the NBA.
Gout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually in like the third quarter. You start to see guys. Their
yeah,
toes
they start
like,
their toes start swelling
yeah.
up.
And they're like the King's disease.
They're drinking a lot of water
yeah, yeah.
and eating fava beans
yep.
and stuff like that. Spinach.
People say the modern game has changed. I don't get it.
It's that's the only way it
too
has
much
changed.
Gout.
Yeah, it's become goutier
yeah.
and goutier
yeah.
and goutier and goutier and goutier and goutier and goutier and goutier. It's too much beer on the court. All right, 201-209-9368. We got 7 minutes, and everyone is intimidated. I don't know why I've lost like every game I've played so far. Caller Yabuchi and Nate the K.
Hey, Nate. Bucci, how's it going?
You said that in the wrong way, but I'll let that go. So what's your name?
Stan.
Oh, hey, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
You're from Chicago, aren't you?
Southwest Side.
Yeah, Southwest Side. So you're a Bulls fan?
Yeah, you know, I'm a Bulls fan. I prefer the early 80s Bulls.
Oh, what Bulls do you like? You like the 50s Bulls?
The early 80s. You know, Arden,
the early
Gilmore,
80s
Reggie
Bulls.
Theus, right. Those guys.
Sure, those plumbers. Right.
They didn't win a lot of games, but they had heart.
Sure, yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
That's what they dribbled with yeah. as well. All right, so you want to play a little game?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Do you want the ball? I'll give you the ball. Three.
Oh, oh. Hey, catch his pass.
All right, 2-2-1.
So five?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you got one of those four-sided pyramid dice?
No, just focus on your game there, Stan. Oh, all right.
Three-point shot.
You took a three-point. Okay. Did it rim out, or where did it go?
Is nothing it, but
it bounced
that.
Way
up, and then...
And then it went in.
Yeah. All right, so that's three for you, Stan. A.K.A. Steve Kerr. All right, that's a six. What do I get there, Nate?
Are you on defense or offense right now?
Offense, because he got a three.
Okay, right. So you're making a spin move to the bucket.
All right, now let's do another move. I got a three. What's next for me?
Still your ball?
Yeah, still my ball.
You
spinning
spun
to
away.
The...
So it's like you made a spin move to the bucket.
And then a spin back?
I guess someone was there, and then you spun out.
All right. So this is going well. Stan doesn't know what to do with me right now. All right, then a five.
Is this your turn or Stan's turn?
I'm still spinning
you still
in a
have,
circle.
You're just spinning. Okay.
5-2.
5-2, so that would be seven. You missed.
I don't know why they're celebrating. I missed.
You missed. I mean, it was a gallant effort, but a little too much.
All right, so it's 3-0 there, Stan. How do you are you out of breath? I can hear you gasping over there.
It doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game.
That's true, especially with Booskaball, which you can play in any way that you want. And as long as you don't play with a knife.
Absolutely.
All right. See you, Stan. 201-209-9368. We're playing Booskaball. I feel like this is going very well.
Yeah, it's like it's as exciting as playing out there on the hard court.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, everyone's kind of watches the game and they think, I can never play that game. I don't have the length. I don't have the shorts.
I'm not Serbian.
Yeah, I'm not right. Serbian. I'm not. My daddy didn't play basketball.
I didn't go to the academy.
Right. I'm not LeBron's son. There's all sorts of excuses, but there's no excuse not to play Booskaball. I don't. Everybody wins except for you. All right, 201-209-9368. We're playing Booskaball. Let's see who's got the rock. Who's got the rock? Hold on. This button's just fell off. Caller, you got Bucci.
Is this Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Spud Webb.
Spud Webb?
Please be true.
I heard the basketball court Spud sounds on your show, and you know I'm a huge lover of playing basketball.
Okay.
I'm stuck with it. So I thought I'd call you up and say I really appreciate the new game. Is there any room for a guy like me in the league?
I mean, guy Spud Webb, he was short, right? Wasn't
he? Well, ask him yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Spud, Spud Webb. How tall are you again? I feel like you were 5'2 or something like that.
I think 5'4. Is that how tall you are?
How tall are you again?
I'm between 4 and 5.
Four and five, yeah. I love that.
Between 4 and 5 feet.
All right. And your length is what? Well, I got to stop asking that question. All right. Let's. Do you want to make it interesting?
Yes.
All right. We're going to all drink LaCroix while we're playing basketball.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting.
Spud
right?
Webb, I love it. What flavor do we have?
Hmm? Oh, it's pamplemousse.
Basketball flavor. Please say basketball flavor.
All right.
Basketball.
All right, Spud, I love you, but just relax for a second. All right. So, 12.
12.
That's a Spud.
He took it. He bounced it off the court. Then he ran up, grabbed it, and dunked it.
Yeah.
That's what he did. It's Spud Webb. What am I? Come on. I got to give him.
All right. All right. So that's my ball. It's my ball. 2-1.
Okay.
Oh, I dunked a crow. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. All right, 6. What do I do? What do I got there, Nate?
you.
I asked for Spud Reb's autograph.
Yeah, there you go.
Right at half court.
He signed your rookie card. Like his rookie card. Your rookie card.
His rookie card, Bucci.
He signed my rookie card.
It was your rookie card, but he's on.
I signed Bucci's rookie card.
Of course, Spud Reb is on my rookie card. Insult to injury, which I already have one. I'm like,
says Bucci,
whose name would you like on that thing?
Spud.
Just put Jack Webb, I guess.
Okay.
All right, Spud Webb. All right. Thanks, Short King. You've been playing basketball on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. That's it, Nate LeKay. Thank you so much for
coming
on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, up next is more basketball, only on WFMU. Actually, it's Billy Jam. Okay, there he goes. Oh.
And we on, just like that. Thanks to James the Engineer. You're checking out Put the Needle on the final show of the 2024-2025 season. This is episode 40. Next week we kick off the summer season. My name is Billy Jam. James is the Engineer. I'm coming to you from Oakland, California, in the west of the USA. James is back in the New Jersey, Jersey City downtown WFMU Studios. The picture atop was taken a week ago in New Jersey looking back to Manhattan. And sometimes you see these amazing skylines over Manhattan when you're just down by the studios at WFMU. You know, my co-host today is Senior Gigio.
What it do, y'all?
Thank you for coming to short notice. You know, sometimes I just don't know what the hell I'm going to do with the show. First, I thought I was going to be coming from Richmond. Turns out I'll be coming from Pinole. Not this week, but in a few weeks. More on that later when I get to the happenings. Also, shout out to Boss Tootie. Shout out to everybody tuned in today. But a special shout out to Senior Gigio. I texted him 2 hours ago, said, dude, you down to come over? And he was like, I'm on my way.
You know,
it's just like
pull up.
So anyway, Senior Gigio, we're going to be checking out your, we're going to send people to the video for it. We're going to do all the happenings, including ones that you got going on and some of your buddies too. But also we're going to play your new track that's done with a guitarist. So that'll come up later and you can kind of introduce it properly. I got new music, and what I was hoping you do is kind of review it as you hear it, mostly for the first time. Some you may have heard already, but I just kind of got most of these in the last week. And it's going to include some new music from A$AP Rock, Cam B, Books and Tills, Hednautic, and Jazz Mafia.
Okay, I like the lineup.
So what I was thinking is you can kind of monitor the comments, add in your thoughts on anything, and also make some notes to on the air. So a special shout out to everybody tuned in today, including Timmy D, who's going to be coming over here later. So I think we should get to it, but I also want to go back to the year 2025 and then 1989. I've been digitizing old cassettes, and one of them is of a fellow Calix and fellow WFMU DJ Jeffrey Cobb, and he's a fellow Biz Markie fan. So that's coming up, a flashback to him doing Biz Markie acoustic style answer machine. And then Pete Nice, Prime Minister Pete Nice of Third Base, talking about the legendary 1986 short-lived hip-hop radio show that he and DJ Clark Kent did on the Columbia University radio station, where a few years later, Stretch and Bobbito would famously take over. So anyway, the first song we got here today is from the new A$AP Rock, and A$AP Rock's new album, Black Hole Superette. And this one is about a place that you might have even passed on your way here. It's called Costco.
Actually, you know, it's funny enough, Bill, when you texted me that, I was leaving Costco today.
Yeah, and I was thinking about your car. Tell that story about when you were out and you were parked at you went to a hip-hop show deep in West Oakland and came out an hour later, and what had happened.
Yeah, I came out and they drilled a hole in my gas tank, and you know, it was very shisty.
To steal all the gas,
and I had no idea. I just figured, like, oh, okay, I guess I gotta go fill up gas in the morning. You know, it was on E, so I went to Costco.
Wow.
To fill up gas the next day, and I already had like $40 in the going, you know, when I got out to check the van, oh man, it just was a huge gasoline spill right there. It was mayhem.
So the person got a gallon or two of gas and caused you to be without your vehicle for a week, right? And $500 to fix it.
It was super shiesty.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway. Oh, yeah. By the way, a lot of times people are tuned in New York, and I'm always looking at the price of gas in New York, and it's way cheaper. So in California, like today when you got gas, how much was it a gallon?
Oh, man. Honestly, I don't even... I'll tell you, I spent about $50 on, like, not even a half tank of gas today. So...
Well, what is it normally? Like $5 here?
Yeah, it's been about... It's been about $5 recently, you know.
Because in New York, it's more like three or less.
Yeah,
it's been cheaper in New Jersey.
It's been like $4.50, four and change.
So anyway, Aesop Rock and the aforementioned Costco. WFM, you know.
Costco.
Much of the night drifted by peacefully, and much of the night drifted by peacefully, and then I heard it.
Here and bring him chicken pelmeni in the fake Eames chair. I need Sade on a speaker in need of repair. The same way all God's creatures need air. Feed four fish and a snail of a sold hitch. I said make yourself at home. He been multiplying since. Counted 15 is a new one every time. Like you lend a friend your Jeep and he go use it in a crime. He told me it was going to Costco. How they found it later in a pond outside Chicago. Why you only holler when it's Contra in a foxhole? Why you never popping with some tacos in an Optimo? Lots of ops will rock, I'm notch to face. I'm at the spot in pajamas till I'm a notch on a blade. You isn't, you hit the hip, I get the rockets engaged. Now how does one see a solid and one a polymer clay? Huh? The job is not the dock of the bay. I know that's not a popular tip. I'm down a bottle up, but I guess it got me today. I seen the cat break a vase and I broke my bottle the same. Look, peek into what's popping beyond the event horizon. It's a war on dirty dishes to a blur of Ken and Mayim. I'm jealous of that Mrs. Myers lemon lime alliance. They've been friends since like forever, always effortlessly vibing. I ain't lying, the crib is an AV club. Butterfly, a piece of tech, liberate the crime. See me to a TD, I'm dressed to this meditation. Being lost in repetition is what get us through the cha-cha-cha-cha. Change is ace, is plain aimless. Long day of ricocheting at the wrong angles. All the way days, it's part of what make them dangerous. Particle man party with the straight to VHSA. Brought up on some always at the ready for collect call from its ace. I'm at the mall, come get me. Pre-Selly when both of our time mattered. And you ain't have to probe and notice some kind of pattern. The nose knows well in advance of the Geiger counter. If something's in the air when compared to the prior encounter. It isn't incommunicado, it's a lotto. Even if you buy a ticket, you lucky to win a combo or visit. Let me catch you up on the crib. I got a palm in the corner about as tall as the kid. I got a fig in this other corner, it's dwarfing the palm. A tiny peek into the florals we've been hoarding at home. Homes, hunchback of Rome, get the cane raised. Even age to a jump scare away from the grave. Yeah. Tuca play cave.
This one's for all the immigrant babies.